The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. And I am here to tell you very special news. It's the second anniversary of the opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And Father Christmas, Mr. Al Foreman, he's having a second anniversary sale, and it began yesterday and runs through the 15th of December. And what's happening? 15% off everything in the store in honor of our second anniversary sale here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And over the course of the next hour, I'll be giving you lots of examples of fabulous, fabulous buys that you can make here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And now for a little bit of our nutrition and science and health supporting information. And to do that, here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with me, Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
We always have really good discussions, and after our conversation, my brain is going, and I come up with some innovative nutrient approaches to use with people, and I think the subject that you have decided to talk about today is of critical importance for a variety of reasons, so I'll let you introduce our topic.
Well, over the years, you implement what you were taught in medical school.
Reasonable.
And you find out over time it doesn't work. And you say, how come? For example, they say use this drug for this problem or that drug for that problem, because every medical school is all about what drug to use.
The medical school cookbook.
Yeah, but again, just, about drugs. And, of course, if a drug doesn't work, then surgery maybe. So over time, I don't know why more doctors don't catch on to this.
How do the doctors look at themselves in the mirror in the morning when they see return patients that nothing has improved with a variety of different approaches that they've offered to their patients?
Yeah, for example, you lower the blood pressure, you're going to get a better result, or lower the blood sugar. I mean, to some extent, you get some benefit. But, when the studies are done, a benefit could be a 1% improvement, which is not something that people would be satisfied with. But statistically, they can say, compared to the control, there was an improvement. And then I came across a report that this one, I guess they recycle these reports. This one is dated December 5th.
Right.
But you said you read a similar report
about 3 months ago. Yeah.
And it has to do with sugar. Now, I don't know what everybody thinks about sugar these days. You think everybody is saying it's okay, or they're beginning to get the message?
Well, I think that a majority of the population probably thinks that the artificial sweeteners, the Equal, sucralose, aspartame, saccharin, I think that probably they believe that that substitutes for having sugar in their diet, and that they don't have any negative. It won't raise their blood pressure. It won't raise their blood sugar. It won't raise their triglycerides if they use the synthetics.
Well, you have to go back, I don't know, 50 years maybe.
when was the Sugar Association founded? Because I remember in my clinical pearls documents that had been sent to me for a number of years with reviewing research, the clinical pearls talked about sugar not contributing to hyperactivity. And the research was done by the Sugar Association. And the comment from Clinical Pearls was, oh, ask any mother what sugar does to their children. And that totally refutes the findings of this so-called scientific organization.
Well, the science came out and said that fat is bad.
Right.
You know, that, you know, don't eat fat because that's going to cause cholesterol problems, et cetera. So all the fat-free and low-fat foods came out, and of course, what did they substitute for fat? Sugar.
Right.
Now, think about it. Who was behind that research? It was the sugar industry.
Talk about corporate wars for the buying public's money.
So they started adding in sugar to all these products because now it's low-fat, so these products are really good for you. Another thing happened right after that changeover was we started to experience a real obesity epidemic.
Right.
And so, for example, here's another one, reduced fat peanut butter. You know, in other words, peanut butter is naturally high in fat, but that now they have to reduce it, and then they add sugar to it.
And I often tell people that they really need to read the small print on the processed food products that they pick up, because if they read the small print ingredients in the peanut butter jar, on the peanut butter jars, they will see sugar and other additives. You don't need them. Just do peanut butter.
And I think this is a scandal, what you'll hear about in a minute, is actually worse than hiding the truth about tobacco for so many years.
Well, it's worse than hiding the truth about tobacco because there was a limited segment of the population who used tobacco. And when you mess with the food profiles, that's the entire
population. Right, that's what
population.
I'm saying. This is far worse. So here's what's going on. The sugar industry has been trying to keep the truth about the effects of excessive sugar consumption on the human body. You can pretty much blame every chronic health condition on excess sugar intake. And how did they accomplish that? The industry leaders, in other words, the sugar industry, paid off scientists to produce studies with certain results in mind.
I want to ask you, where were those scientists, Dr. Slavin?
It's coming up.
All right.
And here's what they wanted. In other words, they pay the scientists and they say, now this is the results we want to get. The industry wanted to ensure that fat, not sugar, was identified as the key contributor to the onset of heart disease. So, you know, that was, you know, they didn't want anything pointing to their product, sugar. So the group that represented the sugar industry, it was the Sugar Research Foundation, at that time. Now it's just called the Sugar Association. And this research, done back in 1967, which is 50 years ago, right?
Yes.
Yep. They paid off three Harvard scientists, the scientists that were doing the study, and you would think it's done at Harvard. It's independent.
You would think it's done at Harvard. This is a well-respected research institution that ethics would play a very big role in what assignments and research they did.
So adjusted for inflation, they paid these scientists $50,000.
Heartbreaking, very small amount for such big possibilities
To skew their research about fat, sugar, and heart disease. And this is the other thing. The New England Journal of Medicine is a highly respected journal, so you think what you read in there is the absolute truth. It's been checked and rechecked. You know, nobody's putting in phony information. And they published it, and it said, minimize sugar's negative health impacts and cast saturated fat as the main villain. And for so many years, you know, that's how people were eating. You know, they, you know, fat is bad, and just, you know, load up on the carbs because that's good. So a recent article now in the Journal of the American Medical Association stated that the Sugar Research Foundation was used by the industry to quietly sponsor research on sugar for decades. And as the study authors note, industry-funded research should not be given much, if any, credence in policy-making decisions on the sugar frontier. In other words, you have this study. I don't know, maybe they keep it a secret who funded the study, but that's important. You got to know who's paying for these studies. And it's not isolated to sugar alone. It's pretty much anything that people are telling you about. You know, you remember the old saying, follow the money?
Right.
You know, I think that's how you make a decision. For example, you know, I was thinking about the debate over vaccines. Now, all the people that are telling you how great vaccines are the ones making a lot of money on it. The people that are telling you vaccines might be dangerous, they don't make any money on that. So who's got a greater incentive to disseminate disinformation, right?
Right. Very, very interesting. I just happened to write a letter yesterday to a columnist for Time, and the article had to do all about you better get your flu vaccine, and the headline said, if you don't get your flu vaccine, you're putting other people at risk. And so I wrote to the columnist and I said, well, if someone is being protected by the flu vaccine, why would my decision have any kind of negative impact on those protected individuals? And of course, the perspective on that is so-called herd immunity. And certainly there's a discussion with regard to the validity of that perspective. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to tell people about some of the really special product prices that you can find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. And I promised you that I was going to tell you about some of the very special products that you can find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I want to let you know BP Balance is back. For all of those individuals who've been waiting so patiently for the BP Balance formula, it's back in stock. And then for all of those Steve Kane listeners who are joining in with us at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for the very special prices and incredibly effective, efficient products that we have, they were formerly purchasing Plaqof from Barry's Vitamins. Well, we have from Voxa Tricardia, and Tricardia is our replacement for the Plaqof. So if you've been looking for Plaqof, haven't been able to find it because Barry's is closed now, you can find Voxa Tricardia and BP Balance, both here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Dr. Slavin, before we went to the break, I have to tell you, to me, the information that you were sharing with our listeners is shocking. It's heartbreaking. We are being so misled. So misled by the sugar industry and for sure the pharmaceutical industry, and under the auspices of pharmaceutical industry is the vaccine purveyors.
Well, I want to just bring up something else. Driving over here, I was listening to the radio. And, you know, there's a lot of investigations going on in Washington. And something they said on the radio, when they asked Hillary Clinton why she had a private server instead of using the government server like you were supposed to, she said
And like Ivanka did too?
No, she didn't have a private server. She had her own email account.
Right.
It was a private server. In other words, keeping all her information private. She said, I did it for convenience. Now, I'm saying, when I use my internet, you know, it's just as convenient. I don't care what server I'm using. There's no added convenience to having using one server or another. So I'm not sure what that means. It was more convenient. But anyway, what I'm getting at is you can't accept the answers that people give as something you shouldn't necessarily believe. Just like, you know, when they tell you sugar's okay and fat is bad. You know, think about things. Well, I think lately you can see the results of a ketogenic diet or a paleo diet, or go back to Atkins and his diet where people were getting good results.
Now, you bring up Atkins. Atkins was reviled in the scientific medical community, that what he had to say about fat was totally wrong and he was going to make people sick. And time has shown that he was right on track with the right types of foods for people to consume.
Right, and it was the Scarsdale diet doctor too. Ooh. Didn't he do the similar diet?
I have to tell you that with all the scandal associated with the Scarsdale diet, I don't remember what the diet was. But okay, so here people have made the switch from sugar. They may have heard enough of information from various sources, not necessarily scientific, but let's say, okay, they have diabetes that is appearing in their family and they know that they need to get rid of sugar. Now, unfortunately, the dietitians, as far as I know in the state of Florida, I can't speak to anywhere else, they have a special education situation, a category for their licenses that they are certified diabetes educators. And on two of the pages of forms that they use with their patients, the one is paid for by Equal and the other is paid for by Splenda. And they are saying, as a diabetic educator, that the Equal and the Splenda will help to keep your blood sugar low and are suitable replacements for sugar. Do you have anything to say to that?
Yeah, I think there is some evidence that shows that's not true. But when you say a diabetes educator,
right,
you assume they're educating you about how to deal with diabetes or prevent diabetes. Maybe they're teaching you how to promote diabetes. You know, you can't assume, you know, what they're there for. Just like
that's
doctors,
a shocking statement.
Just like
I understand the potential truth of it, but that's shocking.
Well, we assume that doctors are operating in your best health interest, but they're operating the way they were taught. And they were taught how to prescribe drugs. If you think about it, what do your doctors do, basically? Prescribe drugs.
That's true. Okay. And people feel comfortable when they see their physician and they leave the office visit with a prescription for a substance that's going to overcome their problem situation, their problem symptoms. Okay. But critically important for people to understand the point of our entire discussion this morning with regard to sugar has to do, my view, the bottom line is triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, total cholesterol number, and sugar is a direct link to elevating triglyceride levels. So in addition to white potato, rice, pasta, and bread, sugar is top of the list if your triglycerides are high. You want to lower your triglycerides? I have the amino acid carnitine that will do a very effective job for lowering your triglycerides, but you want to do it without taking a supplement or a medication? No sugar, no bread, no pasta, no rice, no white potato. That would pretty much do it, and people get very upset. What am I going
to
eat?
And you have to add fruit to that list.
Oh, that's an interesting statement because, again, when I'm working with pre-diabetic or diabetic individuals, I remove fruit from their diet. And they say, well, I've been told that I can have fruit. And I say, at a certain point in our interaction, when we have achieved the A1C number, blood sugar, fasting blood sugar number, fasting insulin number, that is the health supporting goal, that's when we'll talk about adding a fruit back into the diet.
Well, what I would say to a patient is, how healthy do you want to get? Just a little healthy or optimally healthy?
Okay, optimally healthy. I think that very few Americans have the perspective that we have the potential for optimal health. I think that so many individuals just think we are, I don't want to use the word victims, we are the subjects of pharmaceutical focus, and all of their so-called high-quality research is going to lead us to the best health that we can expect. And our energy might be compromised because of the blood pressure medication we're taking. Our digestion might be compromised because of the kind of food we find in the grocery store or from stress or whatever. I don't think that there are too many people out there thinking that we can actually, to a very high percentage, optimize our health, that so many in the marketplace think that we are all victimized.
Well, I think people expect to get sicker as they get older.
Right. And that doesn't have to be.
But the reason it is because you're dealing with the accumulation over a lifetime of poor dietary habits, poor lifestyle habits, maybe lack of exercise. Eventually it catches up with you and you see all these problems. That's why when we see people, we tell them, you got to exercise regularly. You got to make sure you're eating a healthy diet. And, of course, that has a different definition to everybody. So you really have to define what a healthy diet is. And then some of the lifestyle changes that people should make, they may not even be aware of that they're doing things that are undermining their health.
Okay, so enough water to drink, high-quality water that has had the chlorine and the fluoride removed from it. Certainly the quality sleep, and it's stunning how many individuals function at a compromised level every day because they have not had quality rest.
All right. The only lifestyle changes doctors usually tell patients is stop smoking. You know, that's their main contribution to, in that area. When it comes to eating, they don't even discuss diets with patients or what they eat. Now, a good approach to as to what to eat is don't buy anything that's prepackaged.
Okay, now that's a discussion that I have with people pretty frequently. If you can read a list of ingredients on the package, that is not the food choice for you. That you should choose foods that you can see the original shape and the original form of the particular food. So it could be fish, it could be poultry, it could be dairy. Dairy has a little bit of an impact on the discussion we're having for certain people. Some people are not able to digest it, and they might say, I'm lactose intolerant. And the truth of the matter is they might have difficulty digesting the proteins as well as the sugars that are in dairy. So a variety of different choices that you can identify the original form.
But what's available out there in the context of milk is you want to get grass-fed, non-homogenized milk.
Right. Okay. And so wouldn't you say that the concept of homogenization has done more to make people's digestive systems intolerant of dairy products? Just because you're absorbing aspects of the milk, they have been broken down and mixed together, and your body's not accustomed to having that size, shape, and delivery form of
dairy. Right, they're making more aspects of the milk bioavailable because of the homogenization.
Right.
And basically what that means is they're blending the milk portion with the fat portion.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I remember, this when you used to get milk in a bottle and you saw the cream at the top.
Right.
And you wanted to drink it, you would shake it up a little bit and drink it. But that's what's available now if you look for it, the unhomogenized milk. I think that's a better choice because it's more natural.
Absolutely. So, dairy, as I said, it was fish, poultry, dairy, beef, lamb, a variety of different protein sources like that, and then all kinds of vegetables, winter vegetables to be eaten obviously during the winter, and summer fresh vegetables during the summer, and to eat things both raw and cooked. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and more for your good health when we come back. Stay tuned.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Some of the products that you can find here during the second anniversary sale at 15% off. And, of course, every day you can find these products here with our fully stocked shelves at Save a Lot. Brand new ketone strip. So if you want to ascertain that during your keto diet, you are staying in a ketosis mode, we now have ketone strips available, making sure that you're staying right on track with your diet. And along the same lines, because you want to pay attention to lean muscle mass, fat, that ratio, critically important to be properly maintained. Life Extension has a brand new product. It's Life Extension Wellness Code, and the product is Muscle Strength and Restore Formula. And what is this meant to do? For people who have less than ideal exercise routines and possibly are a little too sedentary and their maintenance of muscle density is at risk. Maybe they have already seen that they are losing muscle density. Here's the product for you from Life Extension. After having gone through a number of different research evaluations, Life Extension Wellness Code, Muscle Strength and Restore Formula. You put one scoop in your protein powder in the morning just once a day, and their research has shown that you have interrupted the potential for muscle wasting. Now, Dr. Slavin, I know at your office you are very much focused on maintaining wellness with that whole muscle density aspect in mind.
Well, here's why that's important. But they finally came out with a product that's exercise in a bottle.
Well, didn't we think of the CoQ10 and Ubiquinol? Those were exercise in a bottle with regard to how your heart worked. Okay, so now your muscles.
But what we're getting at is, we do body compositions routinely on people because seeing a weight change in somebody really doesn't tell you enough unless you know is that weight change representing fat, muscle, or water. You have to know that. Someone could come in with exactly the same, the weight didn't change, but you see they have more muscle and less fat. That's a good thing. Or someone has come in and they lost weight, but you see it was all muscle weight that they lost and their fat content actually went up. So looking at the total weight is not enough to really know what's going on.
Okay, so how frequently might these tests be done at your office, Dr. Slavin? Is it showing a trend if you're testing in a month and you see a change? Sure. Does that establish a trend?
Sure. I mean, every time the patient comes in, we check that because that's really very important. I tell patients if I had one test to choose from, only one test, I would choose that. That's the most important test because what you want to do is create a body composition that's optimal. And optimal means you've got enough muscle and less fat. Because think about this. You can have two people at the same weight. One could have a lot of muscle and low fat, and the other could have a lot of fat and low muscle, but they weigh the same.
Right.
Which one would you rather be?
No question, the muscle. But where does hydration come into that? Does that test that you do measure hydration
yes.
as well?
Yeah, it'll give us an indication of body water.
Okay. I had a question the other day. Can I drink too much water? So have you seen in your patients ever that the hydration level is too high?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. If you're retaining water, it could be an indication of inflammation because the body retains water to quench the inflammation or you put the fire out, so to speak. So that might be a sign. Of course, you could retain water if your heart is not functioning right. And you ask, can you drink too much water? Of course you can. Can you retain too much water? Even if you're not drinking a lot, you can if you're eating foods that are high in salt content. And I know you sometimes say, well, that's not really the issue, but a salty meal in a susceptible person can create problems. For example, what's a susceptible person? Someone who has borderline heart function.
Okay.
You stress the heart with that extra fluid, and you could create problems like pulmonary edema.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sign of left-sided heart failure. Or if you have right-sided heart failure, you see your ankles swell up.
Okay.
And
what if both happens? Then you got both sides of your heart?
Theoretically, they usually don't happen together. You know, one side is weaker than the other. You'd rather have the ankles swelling than the lungs filling up with fluid.
Oh, for sure. My favorite is none of the above.
Right. So having that information, now you can tell a little bit on your own at home if you weigh yourself every day. If you see big fluctuations in weight, that's usually a sign of fluid retention as opposed to just putting on fat. So sometimes, you know, people say, boy, they had a meal and they put on 5 pounds. Well, that's water retention. It's not really, you haven't generated that much fat so fast.
Okay. Now, where is that water stowed in your body? Does it happen to cause your fat cells to expand? Does it go into your fat cells? Where does that excess water go?
It stays in the bloodstream, but then it seeps out of the bloodstream, and into the tissue. Your swollen ankles or swollen fingers, or your rings get tight.
Right.
You know, things like that. Those are all indications of water retention.
Okay, now, there are diuretic products that people might choose to go toward when they wanted to lose 5 pounds quickly. And those products are going to potentially work on your kidneys, correct?
Yeah, are you talking about prescription?
No, I'm talking about natural substances. There are varieties. I'll just say potassium being one of them, celery seed being an herb, hydrangea, another herb, those kinds of things.
Short-term use, you're usually not going to run into trouble. It's when you're using something chronically, you're really disrupting how the body needs to function. And wouldn't it make more sense to change your diet, for example, than to take something.
Wait a minute. We're talking Americans here. We want instant gratification. We want very quick results.
That's true.
And so some of those Americans might then go to
And I always tell my patients, we don't give quick results.
Okay, what about a diuretic prescription? How dangerous might it be for people to be using some sort of diuretic like that?
It depends. Sometimes your diuretics are necessary.
Right.
And you want to use it the right way, and if possible, correct the underlying problem rather than just hand out water pills all the day, because it will affect you, potassium, magnesium, probably a lot more than that as far as losing nutrients, probably the B vitamins.
Have a spark of amusement in my brain when people come and say that they're looking for a potassium formula because they've been given a diuretic and their doctor has told them that potassium levels may go down and their energy may suffer. And I try to communicate that not only are you losing that specific nutrient potassium, but an array of other minerals, trace minerals, and vitamins as well. So it's completely changing the nutrient status of your body. One of the questions that I have for you, Dr. Slavin, is let's say someone does not have a meal that's going to have a great deal of water content or fluid content, and still they have some swelling in their hands or their feet, or and where does that water come from? Is it ever pulled out of the bloodstream?
Well, that's where, obviously, that's where you get it from. That could be a sign of inflammation. The body is just trying to deal with inflammation mm-hmm. by diluting it.
Right.
I want to switch topics just briefly because it came to my attention from a patient. She had gotten a hormonal pellet inserted.
Oh, my.
And I'm not a big fan of that for a lot of reasons, and maybe another day we could talk about it. But here was the issue on this one. So she had her estrogen pellet inserted.
Yes.
And the doctor said that you don't need to take progesterone because you don't have a uterus. And that's the...
I hear that all the time when I'm working with hormones.
You know, and I told her, I said, and she already knew this too, that you have breasts. She knew that. And breasts are hormonally...
receptive.
Right. And estrogen dominance, which you've just created by not giving progesterone with the estrogen, will increase the risk of breast cancer. Now, the reason they say that you don't have a uterus, you don't have to worry, because it will increase the risk of uterine cancer and the development of fibroids. So that's not an issue if you don't have a uterus, but you still have breasts. And I think the incidence of breast cancer is far greater than the incidence of uterine cancer, at least from what I can tell just by my observation.
Right. I don't have any ability to address that. But I hear all the time that statement, you don't need progesterone because you don't have a uterus. And the interesting part is, unfortunately, the doctors would have only at their disposal a synthetic progestin to offer unless they were doing compounded bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And the progestin, the synthetic progesterone, and I'll mention a specific brand name, Prempro, that is a synthetic estrogen, actually a horse-derived estrogen, and a synthetic progesterone, have so many negative side effects. And at one point, I thought that it was being close to being removed from the marketplace because there were so many negative reports to the FDA about synthetic progestin.
Well, just think about this, alluding back to what we were talking about at the top of the program. The doctors are trained to read the medical journals to get direction on what to do for patients. And so they read all about, you know, how good Prempro is. So they have no hesitation prescribing that. And then we realize, you know, just how phony all the literature that you read about it. You have to really think about what you're reading when it comes to the medical literature. It may not make any sense, and it may be all about promoting products. And if you notice, you see a lot of products promoted on television. You see a lot of products promoted in magazines. And if you ever looked at a medical journal, you know, almost every other page is an ad for a drug.
Right. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center during their second anniversary sale, which means 15% off everything in the store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. And one more bit of saving information for our listeners. 15% off all of the products throughout the store during the second anniversary sale, which runs until December 15th. Brand new in the store. People who are traveling are going to be very interested in this. People who are dealing with visitors from around the world are going to be interested in this. People who have their grandchildren visiting, they're going to be interested in this. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Sambucus gummies. So if you know the value of Sambucus and how it helps to support your immune system and make you much less vulnerable to whatever viral threat is going around, now available in gummies. And we have some very special twin packs, a package of gummies and a package of a liquid spray, or a twin pack of a high dose Sambucus extract as well as the spray. So helpful for traveling. You put the bigger liquid bottle in your checked baggage and keep the spray in your carry-on so that you can use it throughout your flight. And tiny little Sambucus shots. So if you are interested in all of the benefits of elderberry, come on in and see this special array of products. Sambucus gummies, spray, liquid, and shots. Okay, Dr. Slavin, you mentioned the particular test that is one of your highest importance. If you had to choose just one test, you would choose this test, and it's called the in-body test. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. One of my favorite, just going back to the introduction, our start of the conversation, is the MaxPulse, which is evaluating your parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, the contractility of your heart, your arterial elasticity, that whole profile of an overall picture of how well your heart is functioning, how well your heart is functioning in response to stress. And of those two, I know that your in-body is the one that you choose is the in-body, but the MaxPulse, we started talking about sugar. We started talking about how the research has been convoluted to make people think that it was fat that was contributing to their heart disease and circulatory problems. But the truth of the matter is sugar. Now, one of the words that has come up in our discussion for a variety of different reasons is inflammation. Sugar, in my opinion, and those processed, highly processed carbohydrates, those are the contributing factors to inflammation, but still medical community points to fat. What do you have to say?
Well, I agree with you.
Okay, good.
Not the medical community. But you're right. Sugar is inflammatory. And by the way, we routinely check the MaxPulse on people as well as
right.
The InBody. The InBody is the brand name for a body composition analysis. And the MaxPulse is checking autonomic nervous system function, which is looked at by looking at RR wave variability.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, that's your heart rate. Your heart rate isn't 100% even. there's slight variations in a healthy person. And as you lose that variation, that's an indication of someone who's less healthy. So, you know, that's the basis or the science behind the...
Okay, and here's my question. When people make a dietary, lifestyle, nutrient-supporting change and they introduced exercise into their routine, have you seen people improve their max pulse results?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've also seen people improve the max pulse if they would just rest, sit quietly and relax. You see it get better too.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll typically tell a patient, did they check you the minute you walked into the office and it didn't have a chance to rest? And you see the effect or the impact of the driving, the stress associated with driving, for example. And then when someone sits for a while, things improve again.
Okay, I have a question for you with regard to blood pressure and that same scenario where you might have your blood pressure taken immediately upon being escorted into the doctor's office. Should we know what blood pressure and max pulse results are when the person's under stress and then after they have been allowed to calm themselves, rest, and relax, possibly adjust to temperature changes? Because in the summer, being so hot, coming into air conditioning, that can play a role as well.
And I think that's an area of debate. Should you, what's more important, to keep the patient's blood pressure from going up when they're under stress, or accept that when they're relaxed that their blood pressure is normal and there's no issue there?
I am of the opinion that very rarely over the course of most workday hours that very few people are totally calm. They might be physically immobile, but their brains are going and there's a sensation of stress, I'll call it.
Well, the reason I said what I did was, you know, there's something they've coined as white coat syndrome.
Right.
You go to a doctor's office, you're just stressed out, and your blood pressures tend to be high, and you get treated with blood pressure medication when maybe you don't really need it. That's why it's really important for people to check their blood pressure at home when they're more relaxed, just to get another look at it.
All of these little pieces of the puzzle that very gradually people begin to put together and actually create an ongoing health-supporting benefit. Crucially important, and number one, again, going back to the beginning of our discussion, that avoid sugar, avoid processed foods, get the right rest, drink enough high-quality fluids. What about herb teas? Plenty of people say, I don't like water. I really get so tired of drinking water. I often suggest to them using a variety of just flavored herb teas. Not so much in a general discussion like that using a specific herb, but just flavored and nice. What do you have to say about those?
No, I like that if you want to change the taste of the water.
Okay.
And don't brew the tea. Just let the tea bag sit in your room temperature water.
Right.
And it'll flavor it, and you can get a lot of health benefits. For example, now, I use green tea. I don't like the taste of green tea.
Oh.
So in addition to the green tea tea bag, I put a hibiscus.
Oh, and hibiscus has very nice health supporting benefits.
Right. So they got both of them. And the hibiscus it improves the flavor, in my opinion.
And the color. Yeah.
Right. I was just reading a report about how important lemongrass is, lemongrass tea. So you can get, you know, add that in there too. So it's a good way of adding nutrients.
My tidbit is lemongrass is the only non-animal herb source of true vitamin A. It isn't beta carotene. It's true vitamin A, and that's the only plant source of true vitamin A. So if people are vegetarian, vegan, and they don't want the fish source or cod liver oil source or a variety of different animal sources of vitamin A, lemongrass will do it. And you can get fresh lemongrass slivers at any kind of you can get those slivers at any kind of an Asian grocery store, is what I'm trying to say. So, all kinds of good things going on here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Second anniversary sale runs until December 15th. You get 15% off everything in the store. Reminder that BP Balance is back in stock. And for those individuals who shop at Barry's Vitamins and haven't been able to find Plaque Off because Barry's has closed, we have Voxa Tricardia. And the Voxa Tricardia is one of those combination of ingredients that will help maintain very clear blood vessels and excellent support to heart and circulation. That music means that we are out of time. Thank you, Dr. Slavin, for joining me for the hour. It's always a wonderful discussion. And Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour will be back next Friday at 10. And I hope you join us then. Come on in and see us with that 15% off second anniversary sale. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.